Seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain words and viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to talk more about some of the points that this great character has made in order for us to make use of them in our daily lives as Muslims. Well, on the subject of selfishness, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "The threat aiming at religion cannot be overlooked. Hence, Muslims should strive to the utmost to resolve the dispute." Well, here Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is talking about a serious threat for religion, which is dispute and lack of unity. Islamic unity is a duty which the Almighty Allah has commanded us to adhere to and achieve, and made it a concomitant description of his ummah when he said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided." Surah Al-Imran, verse number 103. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam also stressed this call by words and deeds. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "All the Muslims' blood is of equal value, and all the Muslims are like one hand against others. And the lowest of rank among them moves around freely under their protection." You know, this unity was achieved by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in practical life by forging brotherhood between the al-Muhajirin and the al-Ansar, who were immigrants from Mecca and the inhabitants of Medina. When the Muslims abode by these Islamic teachings during Prophet's lifetime and the era of the early Muslims, the religion of Islam and its role spread in the East and in the West, the Ummah guided humanity through the Islamic civilization, which was the most glorious civilization as it was established on the principle of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So justice, freedom, and equality prevailed. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi, sallallahu alayhi. Islamic unity lies in ensuring servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in belief, words, deeds, and under the guidance of the Holy Book of Quran and Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. It also lies in preserving what unifies Muslims under standard terms in various intellectual, economic, social, and political spheres of life. When Ummah abandoned the factors of its unity, reasons of discord began to emerge, deepening further and later on disunity among Muslims. What Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh advised in his speech is just in line with the teachings of Islam, and we should try our best to fulfill such unity in our religion. Well, okay, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about selfishness once more. He said, "The threat aiming at religion cannot be overlooked. Hence, Muslims should strive to the utmost to resolve the dispute." Thank you very much for listening to us, and until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say,
La ilaha illallah, never forget to say.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.